and welcome to your GCSE Combined Science Revision podcast on radioactivity. Today, we are covering the hazards of ionising radiation, contamination versus irradiation, biological effects and safety precautions. Grab a pen and let's go. Let's start with the big picture. Radioactivity is the process by which unstable atomic nuclei release energy as radiation. There are three types: alpha particles, beta particles, and gamma rays. The key word you need to hold on to is ionising. Ionising radiation has enough energy to remove electrons from atoms, creating ions that break chemical bonds inside living cells. That is why radiation is hazardous. It damages biological molecules at the molecular level. Now, the two biological effects examiners love to test. First, tissue damage. Radiation ionises molecules inside cells and can kill them outright. At high doses, this causes radiation sickness. Rapidly dividing cells, bone marrow, gut lining, skin, are most vulnerable. Second, mutation. If radiation damages the DNA inside a cell without killing it, the cell survives but with altered genetic instructions. Some mutations cause uncontrolled cell division. That is cancer. The chain of reasoning examiners want is ionising radiation damages DNA. Damaged DNA mutates. Mutated cells can become cancerous. Always explain the mechanism, not just the outcome. Now, the distinction that trips up so many students: contamination versus irradiation. These are not the same thing, and mixing them up costs marks. Irradiation is when your body is exposed to a radiation source that is outside your body. The radiation passes through you, but the radioactive material is not on or in you. Think of an X-ray. The machine is external, and the moment you move away, exposure stops. Irradiation is temporary. Contamination is when radioactive material actually gets onto or into your body, inhaled as dust, swallowed as liquid, or settled on skin. The source is now with you. It continues to irradiate your tissues until removed or decayed. That makes contamination potentially far more dangerous because the exposure is ongoing. A memory trick. Irradiation is like standing in sunshine. Go indoors and it stops. Contamination is like getting paint on your hands. It stays with you until you wash it off. Which radiation type is most dangerous in each scenario? Alpha is the most ionising but least penetrating. Skin stops it, so external alpha is relatively harmless. But alpha contamination inside the body is extremely dangerous because it irradiates internal tissues at close range with no barrier. Gamma is most penetrating. It reaches internal organs from outside, so gamma is the main external irradiation concern. Beta sits in the middle.
Now, let's talk about safety precautions. The three principles of radiation protection are time, distance, and shielding. Time: the longer you are near a source, the greater your dose. Minimise time near sources. In hospitals, procedures are done quickly and staff rotate to limit individual exposure. Distance: radiation intensity decreases with distance. It follows the inverse square law. Double your distance and intensity drops to a quarter. Radiographers stand behind screens or in separate rooms during X-rays for exactly this reason. Shielding: dense materials absorb radiation. Lead is the classic example, used in lead aprons, lead screens, and lead-lined rooms. Alpha is stopped by paper, beta by aluminium, but gamma requires thick lead or concrete. For patients, the dose must be the minimum needed. This is the principle of justification. Benefits must outweigh risks. Lead shielding protects non-target areas. For example, a dental X-ray patient gets a lead apron over the chest to protect the heart and lungs. For medical personnel who work with radiation daily, precautions are more extensive. They wear dosimeters to monitor cumulative dose. They wear lead aprons and thyroid shields. They stand behind lead screens. Their annual dose is monitored against legal limits. The reason personnel need more protection than patients is simple.
A patient might have one X-ray a year, but a radiographer might assist dozens of procedures every week. Now, exam technique. When asked to state the difference between contamination and irradiation, give both definitions with a clear contrast. The command word state means brief and factual. But if the question says explain, you must give a reason. Use the word because as your trigger. For example, contamination is more dangerous than irradiation because the radioactive source remains on or in the body, continuing to expose tissues to radiation. Common mistakes to avoid. First, do not say radiation is radioactive. Radiation is what radioactive materials emit. Second, do not confuse most ionizing with most dangerous overall. Context matters enormously. Alpha is most ionizing, but least penetrating. Third, when explaining why contamination is dangerous, always state that the source stays with the body. Define it correctly and then explain the consequence. Quickfire recall quiz. I will ask a question, pause, then give the answer. Question 1. What is the difference between contamination and irradiation? Contamination is when radioactive material gets onto or into the body. Irradiation is when the body is exposed to radiation from an external source. Question 2. Name 2 biological effects of ionizing radiation. Tissue damage, cells are killed by high doses, and mutation, DNA is damaged, which can lead to cancer. Question 3. Why is alpha radiation particularly dangerous when a source is inside the body? Because alpha is the most ionizing type of radiation, causing the most damage per unit of distance, and inside the body there is no skin barrier to stop it. Question 4. Name the 3 principles of radiation protection. Time, minimize exposure time. Distance, increase distance from the source. Shielding, use lead or other dense materials. Let's wrap up. Here are your 6 key takeaways. 1. Ionizing radiation removes electrons from atoms, breaking chemical bonds in DNA and other biological molecules. 2. The 2 main biological effects are tissue damage and mutation, leading to cancer. 3. Contamination means radioactive material is on or in the body. Irradiation means exposure to an external source. Contamination is generally more hazardous because exposure is ongoing. 4. Alpha is most dangerous internally. Gamma is most dangerous externally. 5. The 3 principles of radiation protection are time, distance, and shielding. 6. Medical personnel use lead aprons, dosimeters, lead screens, and staff rotation to manage cumulative dose. That is everything for today's episode. You have covered contamination versus irradiation, biological effects, and safety precautions. If you can explain all those clearly and link cause to effect, you are in great shape for the exam. Good luck, keep revising, and I will see you in the next episode.